All right, let's slice into this complex scenario of West Asia, a region that's more than just a hotbed of conflict. It's a multi-layered narrative that deserves our undivided attention. We'll break it down into three digestible parts, each with its own set of details and intriguing subplots. West Asia is like a crowded kitchen where every chef wants to cook their own dish their way. We've got a mix of historical grievances, geopolitical rivalries, and power plays all simmering in one region. At the center of it all is a question that keeps us all on our toes. Why are conflicts spreading in this? The initial spark and its ripple effect, the Israel-Hamas face-off. Picture Israel and Hamas locked in a culinary duel, but with much higher stakes, this isn't just about trading blows over a disputed recipe. It's a clash steeped in decades of history, with each side fiercely guarding its own narrative. Israel, determined to assert its position, and Hamas, unwavering in its stance, have turned their conflict into a simmering pot that threatens to boil over at any moment. It's not just about who gets the upper hand. It's a struggle that's become a symbol for broader regional tensions. Regional actors join the fray. Imagine a bustling kitchen where every cook wants a piece of the action. That's what's happening in West Asia. Groups like Hezbollah, Kataib Hezbollah, and Ashad al-Shabi didn't just stumble into this conflict. They came with a purpose, each driven by their unique blend of motives and allegiances. It's like adding first chefs to an already crowded kitchen, each trying to add their own ingredients to an already complex dish. This mix of agendas and motivations isn't just adding flavor. It's turning the whole situation into a recipe for uncertainty. The global impact. Now, this isn't a situation that exists in isolation. The ripples of this conflict are felt far beyond the walls of West Asia. Take the Houthis, for instance. Their attacks on commercial vessels in the Red Sea aren't just local skirmishes. They're actions that send shockwaves through the global economy. It's like a key ingredient suddenly becoming scarce, affecting kitchens worldwide. This conflict has transcended regional boundaries, impacting everything from global trade routes to international relations. It's a stark reminder that what happens in the cauldron of West Asia doesn't stay there. It has the power to affect us all, the big players and their power moves. Diving into the heart of West Asia, it's like stepping into a ring where heavyweights are flexing their muscles, each vying for a shot at the title. This is where the big players make their power moves, shaping the region's destiny with every strategic pivot. The United States' role. Imagine the U.S. as this gritty, no-nonsense fighter in the West Asia arena. They're not just throwing jabs for the heck of it. Their moves are calculated with an eye always on the prize, maintaining their influence in this complex region. When they launch airstrikes in Yemen against the Houthis, it's more than just a show of force. It's a statement loud and clear that they're here to protect their interests and allies, particularly Israel. But here's the catch. Every punch they throw creates ripples, sometimes turning allies uneasy and foes more defiant. Their actions are a balancing act, like walking a tightrope over a canyon, where one misstep could change the game entirely. Iran's strategic play. Now, switch gears and look at Iran. They're the seasoned player at the table, holding cards close to their chest. Eyes sharp and focused, Iran's strategy in West Asia is like a masterclass in regional power dynamics. They're not just backing groups against Israel out of sheer animosity. It's a calculated move to amplify their influence and establish themselves as a dominant force. By supporting a network of allies from Hezbollah to the Houthis, Iran is essentially orchestrating a symphony of resistance against what they perceive as Western hegemony, but it's a high-stakes game they're playing. Every move they make is scrutinized and often escalates tensions with the U.S. and Israel, turning the region into a powder keg ready to explode. In this high-octane environment of West Asia, the U.S. and Iran are like two chefs in a kitchen, each trying to outdo the other, not with recipes, but with strategies and influence. Their actions and reactions are the ingredients that keep the pot boiling, making West Asia a region where predicting the next course is as tricky as guessing the secret spice in a complex dish. This dynamic interplay of power moves is not just about who gets to call the shots. It's about how these moves reshape the landscape of a region that's as unpredictable as it is fascinating. Uncertainties and challenges. In the ever unpredictable landscape of West Asia, peering into the future is like trying to read the bottom of an empty coffee cup. Murky and uncertain, but let's give it a shot, shall we? The shifting sands of power. The power dynamics in West Asia are changing faster than a street vendor flips kebab. The U.S., once the undisputed heavyweight champion of this region, is now grappling with a reality where its punches don't always land. we're witnessing a new game where old rules don't apply and new players are stepping into the ring with confidence. Iran, with its backing of various groups, isn't just shadow boxing. It's in the ring, gloves on, taking swings at U.S. and Israeli interests. This isn't just about flexing muscle. It's about rewriting the rule book of regional dominance. Then there's Israel still in the thick of it, throwing its weight around, but finding that the arena has more contenders than before. It's a fight where the stakes are sky high and every move counts. The road ahead. As we look down the road, it's more twisted than the streets of old Jerusalem. The conflict, now stretching beyond 100 days, shows no signs of packing up. Every day, the plot thickens and new twists emerge, keeping everyone on their toes. The players in this game are not just fighting for today. They're setting the stage for tomorrow. It's a complex chess match where every move has repercussions, not just for West Asia, but for the global audience. The world is watching, and the outcomes here will echo in corridors of power across the globe. For the region's people, the uncertainty is a daily reality. Their lives, hopes, and dreams are caught in the crossfire of a conflict that's bigger than any one group or nation. It's a reminder that at the heart of all this geopolitical maneuvering are human stories of resilience, struggle, and the unyielding hope for a peaceful tomorrow. So as we look ahead, let's not just focus on the power plays and strategies. Let's remember the human element, the countless individuals whose lives are shaped by these events. Their stories are the ones that truly matter, and their voices need to be heard in the clamor for peace and stability in West Asia.